The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released job numbers recently. They had what could be worrying signs for Wisconsin's manufacturing industry. The figures are preliminary, but so far they show the state is losing manufacturing jobs, with August showing the biggest year-over-year decline since the last recession. But some economists say the numbers may overstate the bad news. The report comes as the latest round of tariffs on European Union goods take effect today and as tensions with other trading partners continue. Noel Williams is the Julie Plant Granger Professor of Economics at UW-Madison. He's the founding director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy. Noah, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Happy to be here.
Well, it can be hard to suss out what numbers mean, which numbers you should look at. These numbers that seem to show bad news, what do you make of these?
So there's definitely some worrying signs that we see in the Wisconsin economy. There's a little bit of a mixed picture looking overall. But the general takeaway, looking at many different sources of data, different indicators, is we've definitely seen a slowdown. And even more than that, there are some worrying signs, particularly for manufacturing, as you mentioned. You had alluded to the August numbers. The September ones actually just came out this morning, and they showed an even sharper decline. So year over year, we're looking at, according to that data, 6,800 jobs lost in manufacturing.
And manufacturing's a big part of Wisconsin's economy. As states go, we're pretty manufacturing dependent.
That's right. Yeah, we're roughly twice as manufacturing concentrated as the nation as a whole. It's our largest single industry and accounts for roughly 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 jobs in the state. So it's a prime manufacturer, prime employer.
Before we get into the causes for this, is this a blip or is this maybe a trend?
It's a little too soon to tell. Not to get too technical, but there are kind of two different data sources. One, which is more reliable and gets the data from every single employer that pays into the unemployment insurance system. That data is only available through March, and that data hadn't shown this sharp decline. The smaller survey, which is more frequent, has shown this sharp decline. So we don't quite know if there's something fishy or an anomaly in the statistical data. But certainly, at least we see a slowdown, but perhaps even more than that.
Well, let's get into some potential causes. Your colleague Menzie Chin at UW-Madison has said part of this might be just global demand slowing. The world economy maybe wants less manufactured stuff, including the kinds we make here in Wisconsin. Do you see that as part of the story?
Yeah, I think that's probably the prime component. Looking at Europe, there's certainly been a slowdown, but also in Asia and China in particular, we've seen a slowing in growth, so less demand for our products overseas, certainly.
There's, of course, a lot of attention on trade battles with other countries, tariffs, escalating tariffs, dueling tariffs with, you name it, China, Mexico, Canada, the European Union.
Yes.
Is that something we're feeling here?
Certainly. So China isn't a huge trading partner for Wisconsin. Canada and Mexico are far and away our most important trading partners. So some of the tariffs there have come off with Canada and Mexico. Again, China isn't a primary market for our exports, but we have seen this year roughly 25%, so roughly a quarter of the exports, a decline of roughly 25% in our exports to China. So it's not a huge component, but that component has fallen quite a bit.
Now, if I'm a manufacturer, yes, I'm worried about selling my finished goods to maybe another country and tariffs could hurt me there. Right. I might also be buying raw materials or semi-finished goods from other countries. Is that hurting manufacturers here in the state?
Yeah, so that's perhaps more broadly, that's one of the main sources of difficulty coming from these trade disputes, particularly the aluminum and steel tariffs. So that's raised the cost of inputs on these manufacturers, which has really squeezed their margins and led to less production and less demand for new hiring.
Talking to Noel Williams from UW-Madison, looking at some maybe early warning signs of problems in Wisconsin's manufacturing industry, looking for some more solid recent numbers, but there are some troublesome signs out there. And no, I know people are wondering, you know, eventually another recession will come, maybe next year, maybe in 10 years, who knows? Are signs like this part of a concern that, hey, maybe it's going to be sooner than later?
It's a little too early to say that. I mean, I think looking at the state economy overall and then looking at the national economy, we've certainly seen a growth slowdown. So whereas last year we'd been growing more rapidly nationwide, roughly 3%, this year it slowed to roughly 2% or perhaps less. And that's, we've seen similar numbers, but even kind of more extreme in the state. So we've definitely seen a growth slowdown, which makes recessions more likely to happen if we get some more negative shocks. This in itself is probably not enough to generate a recession unless these trade disputes are indeed longer lasting or perhaps become even exacerbated.
I know another concern people in manufacturing and some other sectors have pointed to in Wisconsin is maybe we're not getting new jobs because we don't have the workers of the right age to fill those jobs. Can you tell that part of the story?
Yeah, that's perhaps the most striking feature of the Wisconsin economy is the slow growth of the labor force. The labor force, just the total number of workers either employed or looking for a job, peaked in 2017, and it's actually declined since then. So over the past year, the labor force is down, roughly 10,000 or so since that time. So that comes from the fact that we have an aging population. So we're having fewer births, and we've, over the past decades, have experienced net out-migration, so more people leaving the state than moving in. That's slowed down a little bit, but still we're not getting a whole lot of inflow of workers to the state.
Now, that sounds like a structural problem that's going to be hard for whoever wants to solve it, employers, the state government, you name it, to solve. What kind of tools do we have at our disposal?
So certainly at the state level, there's not a whole lot we can do about the immigration reform. To grow workers, the natural way takes a long time. And certainly looking at school enrollments, this is a problem which is projected to continue for some time. School enrollments are lower than they have been in the past, so we're going to expect fewer workers entering the labor force. So this really is a long-term issue. There have been some moves to kind of bring in populations which were not as engaged in the labor market, whether disabled workers or former prisoners, to bring them back into the labor force, to just expand the pool of available workers. And that's something the state has worked on.
These numbers we're talking about are about the number of jobs. Some people pointed toward automation, saying, okay, hey, maybe we're keeping the same levels of productivity or going up in productivity. We just need fewer humans to do that work. Is that part of what's going on here?
So in looking at the long span, and particularly manufacturing, that's the primary cause of the overall decline. So manufacturing employment had declined for a long time before the recession, where it had a very sharp downturn. It's recovered since then, but it's nowhere near where it was in the past, largely because of automation.
All right. I've thrown a bunch of possible causes at you. I probably missed one or two. Anything else that you look at as a possibility that might lead to a decline in manufacturing jobs in the state?
For manufacturing in particular, I think we've touched on most of the main issues. Okay. Yeah.
And people might be listening and thinking, well, wait, how about outsourcing? That was a big part of the story, 80s, 90s. Is that still something we watch for, jobs being moved from, say, a state like Wisconsin to another country or another state, I guess?
I think that trend has slowed down a little bit, and some of the reforms both in the state and nationwide have made Wisconsin and the U.S. a more attractive venue for investment. So that has slowed down. It is still an issue, to be sure.
Right. We've talked to you in the past about a manufacturing jobs credit here in the state. There are debates over its impact. You've written and done studies about this, saying, yeah, net positive.
Yes. So... I did a study in early 2017, and then I actually just looked at the data more recently. And the one way, which is common in economics, to look at the impact of a state-level credit is to look at what happens just on either side of the border. So compare a place in southern Wisconsin with northern Illinois and track these over time. And if you look at what happened before the credit was introduced, these counties grew at roughly the same rate. since the credit was introduced. There was a gap which opened up, and it's been substantial. So since the credit was introduced, counties on the Wisconsin side have grown, manufacturing employment in those counties has grown roughly twice as fast. So it does seem to have had an effect. That gap isn't growing anymore, so perhaps the impact is has been already phased in, but it certainly has led to, I would argue, significant manufacturing employment in the state.
In our last minute or so, Noah, what are you watching for next when it comes to manufacturing jobs in the state? What data is out there that we just haven't seen yet?
So the big issue will be when the quarterly data comes out to see if it does agree with this this noisier monthly survey. The other issue which we're looking at are wages, right? So that's the other component of the labor market, which we haven't talked about besides jobs, is the total number or what people are actually being paid. And in a tight labor market, like we've seen, we've expected wages to grow. And Wisconsin had seen growth in wages, but that seems to have tapered off as well. So if we see less wage growth, that would also be a sign of slower labor market activity.
All right. And so a lot of times we have these trailing indicators. We find out how things are 6 months later or
right.
so.
Yes.
All right. Noah, thanks so much for joining us here in the studio again.
Okay. Thank you.
I've been talking to Noah Williams, director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy and an economics professor at UW-Madison. He was with us today to talk about new preliminary numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that show Wisconsin's manufacturing industry may have lost 5,200 or about 1% of its jobs in August. Are you in manufacturing as a owner of a company or a worker? Love to hear your perspective on this. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.